From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. And at the Pentagon, spokesperson Peter Cook spoke with reporters about the Russia airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation. Right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Russian jets staged a second day of airstrikes in Syria on Thursday, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also the fighters backed by the United States. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal, happened in a speech to the UN General Assembly Thursday in New York. In that same speech, Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech on Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. The Israeli leader says he's prepared to immediately resume direct negotiations with the Palestinian Authority without preconditions. In his speech to the UN, Abbas said the Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace agreement with Israel. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Guibert Diendere turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendere received assurances that he would not be killed. This is VOA News. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11. That crash happened shortly after midnight local time today. Cause of the accident is still under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of 6 service members from the United States, died in the crash. Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft, but has not been officially confirmed. Foundations of the European Union have been rocked this year by the political chaos sparked by Greece's economic woes and the influx of thousands of migrants and refugees. More from Henry Ridgewell.
30 years ago, 5 EU states signed the Schengen Agreement that created a passport-free travel zone, which has since expanded across 26 European states. But that core EU principle of freedom of movement is being tested as several countries reintroduce border checks to counter the migrant surge. Hungary has built razor wire fences along its southern borders. On the horizon lie yet more threats. Britain will hold a vote on leaving the EU before 2018, with recent opinion polls favouring an exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Here in the U.S., an angry President Obama demanded that the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws. Came after a gunman murdered 10 people and wounded several others at Oregon College on Thursday. A grim Obama appeared on television after the shootings. He said Americans have become numb to what has become routine. A mass shooting followed by White House statements, then response by those who oppose more gun control.
I hope and pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president to offer my condolences to families in these circumstances. But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that. And that's terrible to say. And it can change.
Details of Thursday's shooting are still somewhat unclear, but local authorities are confirming that the shooter was killed exchanging gunfire with police. South Korean envoy says the United Nations may consider expanding a ban on the flow of luxury goods and strategic materials into North Korea if Pyongyang fires a long-range rocket. North Korea expected to showcase its military might with a massive military parade.
That's the latest world news from VOA.